Rapper, DJ, and pop culture figure Biz Markie has died. A statement from a representative said that Biz created a legacy of artistry that will forever be celebrated by his industry peers and his beloved fans. He was 57 years old. He was known as the Clown Prince of hip-hop, bringing a charming, off-key sense of humor to the genre. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this appreciation.
Biz, how did you get your name, brother?
Well, I used to be busy getting in trouble, and my name is Markie anyway. So
this is Biz Markie talking to British DJ Tim Westwood. It's 1988, and hip-hop as a genre is enjoying its relatively recent mainstream success. Markie's big song at the time was The Vapors.
The meaning of this word, without no doubt, means nobody wanna be that one you're down and out.
It tells the story of how nobody wanted to mess with him and his friends when they were up and coming. Not girls, not other rappers, nobody. Now that he's all big, well, all of a sudden.
But now things switch without belief. Yo, Biz, do you remember these for Noble Street Chief? We used to be down back in the days. It happens all the time and never cease to amaze. They're called the Vapors.
Here he is in that 1988 interview again.
Everybody looked at me, underrated me as a rapper, but then I just sat down and wrote stuff to myself, and it's like a more of a revenge thing, you know, like putting it back in your face.
That sort of comically spiteful glee, along with the self-deprecating underdog attitude, are threads present in a lot of his songs, including his biggest hit, 1989's Just a Friend.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you.
Biz Markie was born Marcel Theo Hall in 1964 in New York. He made his way into hip hop through DJing and beatboxing, and then he made a name for himself as kind of a goofball rapper with his song Pickin' Boogers, which is about exactly what it says it's about.
You got a whole song called Pickin' Boogers, right? Which is like, is unimaginable, you know, when we get to that era of gangster rap in the 1990s.
Mark Anthony Neal is a professor of African American studies at Duke University who's written a number of books on black pop culture. Neal says that while Biz Markie might have been joking, his influence was serious.
When you think about his impact, right, you know, he was making fun of singing then. But, you know, 30 years later, you know, singing is now part of the toolbox of how to be a successful rapper.
He left his fingerprints on the business of music, too.
Alone again, naturally.
On his third album, Biz Markie sampled the song Alone Again, Naturally by Gilbert O'Sullivan without clearing it. O'Sullivan sued and won. A judge ordered Markie to pay $250,000 in damages and barred the label from continuing to sell the album. Sampling was never the same, as labels then started pouring resources into making sure everything was on the up and up.
It feels so good to me.
In true Biz Markie fashion, he titled his follow-up album All Samples Cleared. Markie's musical career never reached those early highs again, but he remained a part of pop culture by appearing in various TV shows and movies. And of course, every generation eventually discovers how infectious Just a Friend is. He told the Washington Post in 2019, "It's like the McRib sandwich. It's like the flowers outside that turn white on the bushes. It comes around when it's getting ready to be springtime. You appreciate it." Andrew Limbong, NPR News.